WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Some people consider George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess the great American opera. Others question whether it's really an opera at all, or even if a white Jewish composer from New York had any business writing a show about poor Southern African Americans. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz just attended two productions, one at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, that production is headed to Broadway, and one by the Boston Symphony Orchestra at Tanglewood. Before we hear Lloyd's review, here's a sample of how the BSO version sounded.
Listen up. It ain't necessary, less out, wow, wow.
It ain't necessary, less out, wow, wow.
The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessary, less out, wow, wow.
George Gershwin called Porgy and Bess an American folk opera. It was his most ambitious undertaking, and from the very beginning, it was a source of intense controversy. Could it be a true opera if it combined operatic arias, duets, and sung dialogue with vaudeville numbers like I Got Plenty of Nothing and It Ain't Necessarily So? Are its characters the mythic archetypes Gershwin intended, or just stereotypes? Some of its own performers had their doubts. Yet Porgy and Bess was also a powerful tool for civil rights. When the first road company came to Washington, D.C. in 1936, the cast, led by Todd Duncan, who played the crippled beggar Porgy, refused to perform unless the theater admitted black patrons and allowed them to sit anywhere. That's how Washington's National Theater was integrated. This summer at Tanglewood, the Boston Symphony Orchestra presented a powerful concert opera version of Porgy and Bess, based on the original 1935 New York production, for which Gershwin cut an hour of music during its Boston tryout. British composer and jazz pianist Bramwell Tovey was the incisive conductor. The Tanglewood Festival Chorus, with more than 100 voices, underline the way Porgy and Bess is in a tradition of operas that show us entire communities, like Boris Godunov or Carmen. I wish only that the Boston Symphony had used the more complete score. The outstanding cast included Alfred Walker as a warm and deeply touching Porgy, Jermaine Smith as the seductive drug dealer Sportin' Life, complete with mid-air splits, and soprano Marquita Lister as the widowed Serena. Her My Man's Gone Now makes a strong argument for an operatic Porgy. At the other end of Massachusetts, in Cambridge, the American Repertory Theater, ART, has just staged a new Porgy and Bess, also in a shorter version, but one emphasizing musical theater over opera. It's actually scheduled for a Broadway run. When ART's production team, director Diane Paulus, Pulitzer Prize-winning African-American playwright Susan Laurie Parks, and musical adapter Deirdre L. Murray announced that they were going to flesh out the original by changing dialogue, adding backstories, and having a new, more upbeat ending, and that the original orchestration was being rearranged for a small contemporary ensemble, Stephen Sondheim got so angry he wrote to the New York Times attacking what he called their willful ignorance and arrogance. Doesn't Gershwin's music, he argued, already flesh out these characters? But after a series of previews, much of what outraged Sondheim has been abandoned. Had they actually listened to him? I was relieved, but also disappointed that most of what was left was so conventional. And given ART's intention to play down the work's perceived racial problems, I was surprised how much of the acting and choreography seemed to play up minstrel show stereotyping. The star, though, is charismatic Audra McDonald. Her soaring voice, closer to opera than to Broadway, endows Bess with both power and a heartbreaking vulnerability. No backstory necessary. Her poignant second act reprise of the lullaby Summertime is one of the high points. As Porgy, Norm Lewis singing in a solid Broadway style is strong and unusually embittered, putting excessive emphasis on Porgy's painful handicap. In Living Colors, David Alan Greer is a stylish sport in life. The conducting and scenes with extended spoken dialogue can afford more of Greer's expert timing and showbiz pizzazz. My biggest disappointment is the undersung yet overacted My Man's Gone Now. Porgy and Bess is fundamentally a hybrid, an opera with Broadway numbers. I think it can work either way as long as Gershwin's great score remains its heart and soul. Tanglewood got it mostly right. The Cambridge production, for all its virtues, at least on opening night, still seemed like a Broadway tryout.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches in the Creative Writing MFA program at the University of Massachusetts Boston. He reviewed performances of George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess at Tanglewood and the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where it runs through October 2nd. The ART production is scheduled to open on Broadway, with previews beginning in December.